Show on Demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud.
And this is Karen Matinen, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge.
The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry. And it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
SGA, Executive Tracker Pro, is an online service providing contact information on thousands of executives at each of the top public and private companies. And hear this, people. It is 100%, yes, 100% telephone verified, constantly updated, highly accurate, and comprehensive. With SGA Executive Tracker Pro, you have at your fingertips the contact information of C-level executives and all of those essential director and management level personnel that you just can't seem to find anywhere else. Listen up, people. SGA Executive Tracker Pro can dramatically shorten the amount of time it takes you to find the best leads. Hey, pick up the phone right now and give them a call. Tell them Jim Stroud said I could have a free 15-minute online demonstration of your product, and I want to see it right now. The number you need to make that happen is 518-843-4611. That's 518-843-4611. And, of course, you can also find them online at www.sgaexecutivetracker.com.
City of time turns her voice into sugar water.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Jim Stroud here, your host for the Recruiter's Lounge. My lovely co-host, Karen Madden, could not be with us today. She had bigger and better things to do, but we miss her. Hi, Karen. How are you? In the lounge here today with me, though, is somewhat of an HR celebrity in his own right. Talking about Rich Milgram. Now, I know you guys have heard of Beyond.com. And for the few people who have not, Beyond.com is one of the world's largest network of online niche career communities, powering more than 15,000 geographic and industry-specific sites. That's quite a big deal. The founder and CEO of Beyond.com is Rich Milgram. Now, Rich has developed and grown Beyond.com exponentially throughout his tenure, and he has a lot of good things to say about recruiting space and some of my hot buttons, of course, social media as well. Looking really excited to talk to him. And so without further ado, Rich Milgram, this is the audience. The audience, this is Rich Milgram.
Thanks, Jim.
How you doing?
Glad to be here. I'm great.
Cool. What's the weather like where you are right now?
It is windy and rainy in Philadelphia. That's where our corporate offices are.
Ah, rainy Philadelphia down here.
But at least it's not snow in March, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Over here in Atlanta, the weather's looking really good. Well, I have like a laundry list of questions I want to ask you because I was so excited to talk to you. First one on my list of questions I want to ask you is what kind of changes do you see happening right now in the recruitment industry?
Well, obviously the online space is growing for the careers and the career whole marketplace. As people are transitioning from looking into a newspaper and continue that transition to looking online, the growth of the online career space is huge. The growth specifically in the niche markets, you know, your local job site or your industry-specific job site is growing dramatically, actually faster than the larger job boards are or the more general job boards. So it's pretty neat time. People are looking to be members of communities online that are, you know, focused on their career or focused on their individual industry. And or looking to be part of their local community. So the niche job space is booming.
Now, how do you see these niche job sites adding value to employer recruitment programs?
Well, it's a different, I guess, level of quality. A lot of times it's the passive job seekers that are on niche sites. It's someone that was reluctant maybe to post their resume to Monster.com because they didn't want to go out there for the masses. Actually, one of our sites, PhillyJobs.com, we did a poll on, and a lot of the people that were posting their resume there were posting their resume first time to a job board, and they weren't ready to post to the masses. They just wanted to post to their local market. So a little different candidate pool than necessarily a larger job board.
I guess one of the benefits to job seekers with these niche job boards is that it sort of cuts down on what I would call job spam. I know if you were to post a resume, say, to Monster or some other major site, you're going to get a lot of job opportunities that don't fit what you're looking for. But I guess that's not necessarily the case with these niche sites. Is that true?
Correct. With any job board, and when you're posting your information out there, and when you're posting a resume, it's a lot of information about you. You have to be concerned about keeping your information confidential, or at least as best possible. And you have to be concerned about the site and what their privacy policies are, or how reputable the individual site is. From that perspective, the fact that Beyond.com runs 15,000 and our software powers those 15,000, you sort of get the flavor of a large site and the experience of a large site with the, you know, ability of the niche. So your confidentiality, the concern for your information is sort of covered when you're dealing with our large network.
I've been hearing a lot about these niche job sites, but another thing I've been hearing a lot about is social media. It's like on everybody's tongue, especially as it relates to the recruitment industry. Why do you think social networking specifically has become so popular?
It's a great way to meet people.
Okay.
It's not necessarily the best way to find a job, but it's certainly a great way to meet people if you can be on a social network that is niche specific to your local community. That's even better. When you're out there, when you're posting your information out there, again, you need to be careful, especially on the social sites, about what is being seen by you, what is being seen by others, what your employer may see of you, or even your mom and dad. You don't necessarily want to, you know, post to a social networking site or to Facebook, pictures from college that you wouldn't want mom and dad to see, because mom and dad can get a Facebook account also.
Yeah, true.
So obviously, posting your information out there, you need to be careful. You need to consider when you're doing social networking online, you need to consider all the aspects of who could be interacting with you. But it's a great venue to meet people. It's a great venue to network. Generally, they call it social networking for a reason. It's not your business professional networking. It's not professional networking. It's not meeting someone to help you or guide you in a career. It's meeting potential friends or sharing photos or sharing video or whatever about your trip to Italy or whatever it may be.
Yeah, this is what I usually tell people around that, and let me bounce it off of you and see if it makes sense. I always tell people to do the superhero thing, like Superman has Clark Kent, Batman Bruce Wayne. If you're online, have an identity around your social life. You know, if you're a wild and crazy guy, call yourself Wild and Crazy Guy when you're online talking about the party you went to in Cancun last year. But when you're talking about your job and your resume and things that are business related, use your real name. What do you think of that? Have like two different identities.
Absolutely. And actually, there's a company I know about, which I can't say their name yet. You'll
sure.
talk to me in a few weeks. They're launching a product that is specifically where you can have your different personality and your different faces, as they call them, represented. So you could share your social face with your college friends, but you can share your professional face with people in your career. So you want to make sure that your different faces are appropriate for the audience that may be able to get to them. And realize today, employers are doing fact-finding just like job seekers are. You're going to go and look at the company. You're going to research the company. And you're going to go try and find out if the employees that are working at the company are happy and would recommend working there. At the same time, the company is going to go do their research. They're going to run their standard background check. They're going to go look out there on Google or whatever sites to see if they can find you and see if they can learn more about you.
Okay. Now, when we talk about social networking, just to be clear for people who may be unaware of the term, although I don't know who they would be. You say social networking, you're talking about sites like LinkedIn, sites like MySpace, sites like maybe Bebo, which is really popular in Europe, or Orkut, which is really popular over in Brazil and Mexico, those kind of things.
Sure.
Correct?
Yeah, MySpace, Facebook, even YouTube is a kind of social networking site. LinkedIn is actually more of a professional network. It's people with a common professional goal and putting your professional face on, as opposed to people wanting to meet for other reasons of, you know, socializing.
So let me ask you this: why do you think social networking is important for employer recruitment programs?
It's Social networking is a great venue to generate traffic to your company or generate traffic to a job board. We work with social networking sites. We basically give them the ability to display jobs to their candidates based on, you know, if I know if there's a member in Philadelphia, then I can display jobs in Philadelphia to that person on that social networking site. So from a job board perspective, it's a good way to get potential traffic in. But if you think about it, we're not trying to interact on their social aspects when they're applying to the job. As soon as they click over to phillyjobs.com, they need to put their game face on. They need to start thinking professionally. They need to have their professional resume ready, and they need to go at and work with us to apply to the company in a way that is professional. So social networking is good for companies to attract people to their corporate homepage, or for companies like mine to attract people to phillyjobs.com. But you want to keep that separation there. You don't want them too intertwined, because you don't want to interact socially, you know, with the employer.
That's a good point. How, especially about interacting with the employer, how are job seekers, how are they utilizing social networking sites this overall?
Overall, I don't know that they're using it per se from the employer perspective or looking for employers, as much as they're using it to interact with peers and interact with you know, people they don't necessarily know, and share stories and share information. Again, I think your whole comment about putting a different face on who you are is key, and there are different sites for different causes and different reasons. And if you're on Facebook, you know, although you may find information about a company, that's not where you're going to interact with the company. That's not where you're going to interact with the people. Mm-hmm. You need to go to the company's corporate website, and you need to put your professional face on and make sure the company sees you in the most professional way possible.
Well, let me ask you this, too. Why is it becoming more important for job boards to tap into the social networking phenomenon?
It's a huge amount of traffic.
Yeah, I think that's like the best answer overall.
Yeah, if the eyeballs are there, you want to be able to get the eyeballs to your companies. You know, so people that are on social sites are not bad people. You know, they're the world right now. They're the next generation of people that are using these. They're the kids coming out of college that you want working at your company. So if a social networking site has the eyeballs, then you know, that's the place to drive traffic to your jobs and to your job postings. It's a great way, and that's why we work with social networking sites, you know, but, again, representing our employers so that, you know, the employers get the best of the breed from the job seekers, people that come to phillyjobs.com from Philadelphia because they saw a job, you know, on a social networking site that was tailored to Philadelphia, and then put their professional face on, create their resume, make it professional, and package it up, send it off to the employer in the best way possible.
In terms of percentages, how many other job boards you think, or just job boards in general, really get the whole social media, social networking thing? I mean, how many do they actually get? I mean, you obviously do, but if you had to, like, take all of the job boards that are out there right now and put them in a bucket, what percentage would actually get social networking in terms of using it effectively?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I don't necessarily know. I know that if they're thinking about it the way we think of it, if they're keeping sort of a little bit of a fence up so that we're not too intertwined, mm-hmm. but are keeping open to the opportunities of identifying good people through social networking sites, then they're thinking about it the right way.
Well, how is Beyond.com leveraging some of these opportunities around social networking?
We offer to social networking sites basically to have their own career site, career and destination.
Okay.
We also, through RSS feeds and other types of feeds, we have jobs posted on a variety of social networking sites so that, you know, again, candidates can see the jobs, and if they're interested, can take the next step.
Okay. Now, so much being said.
It's a neat marriage.
Sure.
You know, but it's not a everyday thing. It's a when the appropriate time is.
You know, there's so much information being generated from different users, user-generated content, as it's called, and so many conversations online. How important is for companies to monitor what people are saying about them online?
It's extremely important. With the way the new media, I guess is the best way to put it, is handled today, it's not just what your local newspaper, the New York Times or the Inquirer or whatever it may be, publishes about you. It's what's online. And frankly, what's online is what is being read. So being able to monitor your own company and what's being said about your company is key. It's important because, frankly, if it's something that is inappropriate, you want to make sure that you address it as quickly as possible. So there are a variety of ways to do that. You know, with Google Alerts and whatever other search engines, you can certainly look and keep an eye on what's being said about your company and assure that you're being represented that the way that is appropriate.
As you stated, I'm thinking about the Kryptonite Lock fiasco, as some people call it. Have you heard about Kryptonite Lock and the whole banter around that by chance?
No, fill me in.
Well, there was this company called Kryptonite that makes these bike locks, and they were pretty good bike locks. They actually did this promotion where they locked up a bicycle in the middle of a rough neighborhood in New York City, and they left it there for a month. And when it came back, the tires were gone and the handles were gone, but the basic frame that was tied up to the lock was still there. And they're saying, see, even in New York City, the toughest neighborhood in New York City, our locks are impenetrable and people can't break them. Well, they came out with this new lock. I don't know if it was like Kryptonite 2.0 or whatever, but they say this is our new lock. It blows all the other locks out the water, and it's the best best lock you can have on your bicycle. And well, someone bought one and took a ballpoint pen and picked it open in like 30 seconds and talked about it in an online forum. And then someone else said, "Ah, that's funny." So he did it, made a video about it, and posted it on his blog. And in about 2 weeks, it hit, I think, Gizmodo or Engadget, which is the leading blog on gadgets that are out there. Mm-hmm. And after it hit that, it hit the cover of the New York Times. And then the company put out this article saying, you know, that was a defective part and that doesn't reflect all other products, what have you. But the damage is done. It's still done. If you go on Google and do a search on Kryptonite Locks, that's KryptoNite Locks, you will find some links to the company, but 8 out of 10 are going to be people talking about how you can open up a Kryptonite lock with a ballpoint pen. That's something they could have caught and stopped a long time ago if they were monitoring what was being said about them on the Internet.
Yeah, there's no question. It's a powerful media. You want to keep an eye on what's being said about your company or what's being said about you individually. And you want to just try and, you know, present yourself in the best light possible whenever you have a chance. And that is obviously a risk with the media. You know, I'm not necessarily going to say the exact phrase I want to say this second. I might slip up a little bit.
Yeah.
I've certainly done it before.
Right.
Or someone's not going to write or hear exactly what I say and write it in the newspaper appropriately.
Sure.
So you try and put your best face forward. You try and be eloquent when you're speaking. You don't always get that opportunity to right the ship if something goes wrong, but you need to keep an eye on it.
Talk to me about the future of social networking and online recruitment. Where do you see online social networking going?
As social networking evolves and becomes more niche, like the job boards are today, like the job boards we run,
mm-hmm.
There will be more tighter link between them. Maybe a Kryptonite lock. Who knows? But basically, I think the companies that get it right are going to evolve into communities, and those communities are going to have social aspects, they're going to have professional aspects, they're going to have jobs on them, and they're going to have a variety of things that the user can do and a variety of faces that the user can put on depending upon what their interests are that day. So today they may be interested in interacting with their friends. Tomorrow they may be interested in more of a professional atmosphere, you know, networking with colleagues. And the next day, they may be interested in researching companies. And the companies that can bring that together effectively, the social networking, the professional networking, and the career aspects of your life, are the companies that are going to do that much better.
Sounds like social networks and job boards are going to be interchangeable in the future.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you get up of the day, what do you think about all the day? You know, if you go to work for 8 hours, so half the time or two-thirds of the time, whatever it is, depending on how much you sleep, you're thinking about work.
Right.
Then you come home, you're thinking about your family, you're thinking about your kids going to college, you're thinking about your business aspects of your life. Then you get to sit down for an hour and have a cup of tea or coffee, and you get to reflect on the day, and you start thinking about your career, and you start thinking about your future, you start thinking about your kids' education, you start paying the bills. So the sites and communities that can evolve that are going to handle those career, business, and life aspects of a person and being able to solve each one of those or help the person solve their own questions and answers for any phase that they are in that day or any mindset they are in that day are the ones that are going to succeed.
Hmm. Last question. How can employers create and maintain a successful recruitment program using online recruitment and social networking?
Oh, well, one big way is beyond.com, so I'll say that. But you probably want more of a detailed answer than that. Successful recruitment program comes from a variety of things. You need good applicant tracking software.
Sure.
Beyond.com actually does offer free applicant tracking software with our services, but you need good applicant tracking software because these days, with a lot of things going on with, you know, assuring that you're doing what's appropriate for employees and you're interviewing them the right way and you're tracking their history and OFCCP compliance for the government, yada, 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 you want to make sure you're tracking everything. So you need to be able to get applications into your system, be able to store them, save them off so you have them for the future. If the government ever comes knocking on your door, you have an answer for them that's appropriate. So you need a good applicant tracking system, and then companies need to start thinking about what job postings really are and what they're really trying to do. And frankly, it's marketing. It's marketing of your company. It's marketing of your brand. It's telling people who you are and why they should be interested in you. People do the same thing when they try and sell a product. Companies do the same thing when they sell their products. They need to think of jobs the same way. It's selling a product. It's selling your company.
Hmm.
It's selling working at your company. So you need an overall package that is not just a job posting on one site. It's job postings. It's, you know, searching resumes. It's the applicant tracking software. It's the marketing of your brand, whether that's banner advertisements or email campaigns. Companies that work with companies like ours or some others out there to offer that full solution for their corporation are the ones that are going to be most successful.
Rich Milton, founder and CEO of Beyond.com. Thank you for your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Radio, Radio, Radio Talent Zoo.
Innovative audio on demand.